Well, we serve a merciful, loving God this afternoon that paid a great price for us and has a vested interest in us getting to heaven. You know, sometimes I feel like the enemy likes to make us think that the Lord's up there, you know, with a stopwatch in one hand and a sword in the other hand, and we're on some kind of an obstacle course, and as soon as we mess up, then like the Lord doesn't want us to make it. The Lord died a death for our salvation. And He wants us to make it in. He loves you. And He died for our sins, knowing that we don't have it within ourselves to have, to bring a righteous life before God, that on our own He could say, well done, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He knows we're dependent on Him. And so He invites us to come follow Him, and it is His good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And I want you to be encouraged with that this afternoon. I'm inspired with a little message this afternoon on courage. I'd like to encourage you with the message on courage. And I'd like to read out of 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and starting at the 9th verse. Said, and He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Have you ever felt weak? I know you have, because we're human. And there are so many times in life where we look inward at our own inadequacies and where we're not strong enough to go forward, and we want to be stronger. And the message to you today is that the Lord wants to walk this journey with you. He never intended for us to walk this way alone. And I think one of the greatest tactics of the enemy is to cause us to feel alone. You know, that's one of the worst things to feel, is to feel alone. When you're in need and you're in distress and you're in trouble, you want to feel like there's some comfort and consolation and help and strength with another presence. And when it gets really dark out, you know, children, they want someone to be with them. And the Lord, He wants to go with you today. He wants us to know that we're not alone, and that when we feel weak, let me rephrase that, when we are weak, that there is a strength and a help that He has to give us, that He wants to give us, to help carry us through. And I want to be and get to that place where we read here, where the power of Christ rests upon me, because I'm dependent on that. Paul said in Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse, he said, but without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Well, how do you get faith? Do you just get up in the morning and say, you know what, I believe I'm going to have faith today? Or do you wait until you're having real trouble in life and then, you know, just kind of suddenly say, well, you know what, I think I'll just have faith. That'll do it. While in the past you really haven't been applying yourself to faith. Did you know that that's not how I found it to work? Paul said, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So how do we come about having faith? Well, he also said that faith in Romans 10 and 17, it said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Not shallow hearing, as we preached this morning, but as we come to God and we dig deep into understanding, Lord, what is it that you have for me? Lord, who are you? We go outside and we look up at the creation and we begin to ponder how it all works and the order of it and the consistency of it. And you begin to just look at all these things, from the animals to the plants to the flowers to the grass to the seasons to the rotation of the earth and how it rotates around the sun and how we rotate around ourselves and how it's been like that for thousands of years and you can count on it. And then you say, that just happened? No, that didn't just happen. And you start thinking about the Creator and then thinking about Him walking with you through life. Isn't that a comfort when you begin to think about that? And when we begin to apply ourselves to understand who God is by looking into His Word and digging deep and giving Him space in our lives, what happens with faith is that when your faith starts to increase, so does your courage. See, courage and faith go together. Because when we begin to face things that are bigger than we are, which we all will, by the way, and you have faith in knowing that there's a God that is bigger than you are, that can handle everything we may face in life, then that's when courage begins to come. That's one of the reasons why the enemy fights us so hard in digging deep, in coming, in hearing, and in doing, because he knows that if we start digging deep, our faith starts increasing, and we begin to have courage to go forth in the name of the Lord and experience victory, to be able to have courage to stand up and understand that this is bigger than I am, but I'm serving a God that's bigger than it is. Yes. And we don't have to be dismayed. Do you remember the story of Jehoshaphat? King Jehoshaphat, I like bringing it up when I preach because it's such an encouraging passage. If you want to read it, it's in the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles. And Jehoshaphat was getting ready to face a multitude of Amorites that were coming against them. And Jehoshaphat looked out there and he saw that and he was like, this multitude is way bigger than I am. I can't handle this. And so instead of losing courage completely, he took it to the Lord and he spread it out before God. And the Lord's answer to Jehoshaphat was, don't be dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Be of good courage. I've got this battle. You know, sometimes we feel like we're in the battle all alone. Sometimes the Lord lets us struggle on purpose because we grow that way. But you know, there's other times, you know, with your children, sometimes you let them struggle with certain things and you stand back and you watch them struggle. There's other times when if something is beginning to come against them that's bigger than they are, that could destroy them, you step in and you say, hey, I got this one. And you're happy to step in and show your strength and protect the one that you love. Because your interest is in them flourishing and living and in experiencing abundant life. Well, the Lord saw that that multitude was bigger than Jehoshaphat was too. So he said, I got this one. Don't be dismayed by reason of this great multitude. I've got it. But I'll tell you what, I don't want you running and hiding. I don't want you, you know, turning your face into a corner and hunkering down, you know, In a corner somewhere. You go out and you face them and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And so Jehoshaphat did that. See this pattern of he came to the Lord, he heard the direction of the Lord, and he went and he did what the Lord said to do. And so Jehoshaphat went out there, and it said that when they began to sing and praise to the Lord sent ambushments against his enemy. And so there were different ones that started coming down and they killed each other. And they never had to lift a hand. They just stood back and watched their enemy destroy themselves. And I believe that it said that there wasn't one, is either one left alive or there's certainly not one left to come against them. And then you know what was left for them? The Lord left all the spoils from the enemy. And they went in and there was great riches that they were able to go in, and I may be wrong, I think it was 3 days, they collected of the goods and the riches of the enemy that actually was coming to take their lives. They never had to lift a hand, but they got to go and reap all of the riches that that enemy brought. Do you know that the Lord likes to do that for us sometimes? When we're facing something that's bigger than we are, the enemy likes to come and say, well, you're done this time. You're not up to this one. You know, we'll just see if you can pull through this. The Lord likes us to bring those before Him and say, bigger than I am, Lord. And the Lord will look to see what help we need. And if we'll trust Him and we'll have courage, when we get to the other side of it, we'll be richer and in a better place than we were in the beginning. And so I want to encourage you that when you face trouble in life, that it doesn't mean that it's going to be to your detriment and that you're going to look back on it and say, I sure wish this never happened to me. That's, I think, one reason why sometimes we read these things and say, how could Paul say that he took pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, necessities, persecutions? Have you ever taken pleasure in those things? Hard to take pleasure in those things, but I think part of what he was getting at is Paul had been through some of these things before, and when he got to the other side, number one, he knew who he was doing it for, Jesus Christ, and he recognized the worth of it, and he saw the blessings that came on the other side of serving the Lord and having courage. The Lord wants us to do that today. I believe the Lord takes great pleasure in watching a people have courage when God knows that we know that we're not strong enough to face it, and yet we stand anyway. I think the Lord takes pleasure in that. And that's what He wants us to do. The psalmist said in the 27th chapter of Psalm, he said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And while we're waiting, the Lord doesn't want us to despair. Amen. He wants us to dig deep. He wants us to look for the power of the Lord to rest upon us while we're waiting on the Lord. And He invites us to come unto Him in those times. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, the Lord invites us to come to Him when we have this trouble. And I think one of our troubles sometimes is that we can get in the midst so fast of the things that would overtake us that we start focusing on the enemy as opposed to focusing on our salvation. And we start thinking that we're all by ourselves. When the Lord's saying, no, bring me those things. Yoke up with me. A yoke is something that requires two animals to be close beside each other. And then you can adjust the yoke so that the larger animal carries the heavier load. So that the smaller animal can plow a field he wouldn't otherwise be able to plow. You know, sometimes we face fields that are harder than what we're able to plow on our own. And the Lord says, come unto me. Let me help you with that. I want to help you get through this time in life. So an important element in us being strong when we're weak is turning our eyes to Jesus. The Lord wants us to have courage in the midst of the storm. And sometimes I think about that story of when the Lord was in the bottom of the boat and the storm was raging. Do you remember that story? Was He awake or was He asleep? Do you recall? He was asleep. So the disciples are in the boat and the storm's raging and the Lord's down in the bottom asleep and the disciples are rowing, and it seems like they're starting to get frustrated with the Lord because they told Him later, do you not care about us? You know, that we're about to die up here. And I wonder what it would have been like if the storm would have been raging and the disciples looked at each other and said, it's getting pretty rough out here. Yeah, you're right, John. This is, I don't know if we can handle this, if we got the skill for this. And James is over there. Yeah, it's getting pretty rough. But I'll tell you what,
Jesus is with us today, so we ought to be okay. Yeah, you're right. We're hooked up with Jesus. We can handle this through Him. So what if they just kept on rolling and the water kept on pounding and the boat starts filling up with water? Pretty soon Jesus is submerged and they can't even see Him anymore because He's buried in water. And about 15 minutes later, Jesus comes floating up to the top with the big smile on His face. And His disciples are smiling and rowing, can't hardly see each other because of the wind and the rain. And Jesus says, that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of faith I'm looking for. Well done. And then looks out and says, peace be still, and calms the storm. Well, I know that we live in real life, and that's not how it happened then. And there's going to be times in life when the wind gets rough and when we are going to feel fear and we're going to experience anxiety. And there's going to be times where we look out there and it's like, does Jesus know that I'm here? Does He care about me? I mean, we have all felt that, haven't we? Sometimes. But Jesus was in the bottom of this boat and He was always there and He was going to take care of them. And I think that it's during these times that the Lord wants us to remember and recall. In fact, I believe that was the story. It was either that story when Jesus came walking on the water, when they were fearful, and He said they were fearful because they remembered not, they recalled not the miracle of the loaves and the fishes that actually had happened just the evening before. When they brought to Jesus something that was inadequate to supply the need, but the Lord gave the increase and fed the multitudes on very little food. And then it was like the next night, or that night, I can't remember, it was a short period of time, and then they were fearful again because of the wind and the rain. And the Lord's like, do you not remember what I just did last night? God wants us to remember and to recall those times in our lives where He has stepped in and has done miraculous things for us. Yes. And remember that. Let that be an experience that you recall and remember to boost your faith. Remember who it is that we're serving. We're serving God. We're serving the Creator of the earth and the sea and the land and the universe that's around us. We're serving a God that death could not keep Jesus Christ in the grave. We're serving a God whose promises are true this afternoon. He cares about us. He paid the price for our salvation. He's the same God yesterday, the same God today, the same God forever. And this afternoon the Lord desires that we have courage and trust until the timing is right for Him to come our way and say, peace, be still, and still the storm. And so this afternoon, as you seek to deepen down in your faith, and as we all exercise ourselves to dig down and come before the Lord and hear what it is He has to say and do the commandments of the Lord and give ourselves to Him, let's do it with a great measure of courage and faith. Because He's promised never to leave us or forsake us. That's my little message this afternoon. May God give each one of you courage as you go forward. Amen.